Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my first guest tonight is one of the legends of hip-hop, and he's coming back through Chicago this weekend, hitting up the Metro. He's got a new album out called The Carnival 3, The Rise and Fall of a Refugee, of course. Talking about the one and only Wyclef Jean.
Raised with the Zoos on the block. Drum roll with the band in my socks. Twin Glock aimed at the ops. Another one in the box. I told my whole gang they gotta meet me early. Told my kitchen they gotta bring the parsley. Told my shot of friend they gotta bring the hemp tree. Just in case they wanna do me like Kennedy. New Jack City boy Nino. That's my homie calling Medellin Pablo. Bishop gonna do what it takes. For the juice, kiss your mama at the wake. Hoover boys call me Haitian Sinatra. Tap the wire, now they gotcha. Señorita, screaming Jesus. They found them things in the freezer. No retreater, hot like fever. Hit a ratatatata, that's the big sweeper.
Shoot the leader, Mona Lisa. Fell from the wall.
Wyclef is a Grammy Award-winning MC, singer, instrumentalist, and producer. He's been in front of the mic, changing hip-hop forever with the Fugees, and of course still in heavy rotation from his groundbreaking solo album, The Carnival. It's been just over 20 years since that album came out, and 10 years since Carnival 2, so it's fitting that Carnival 3, The Rise and Fall of a Refugee, came out last fall. Wyclef is much more than a musician. He's a spokesperson, a politician, an advocate, and an educator. He just conducted a nationwide college talent search as part of his back-to-school project. The Haitian singer-songwriter is coming to Metro on Sunday, and it's my pleasure to welcome Wyclef Jean back to the Download tonight. Wyclef, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
What's up, man? That's a long, long list of things, man.
That's just scratching the surface of your brilliant career. Right at the beginning, I want to ask about Chicago, because you have come through with the Fugees. You've come through, and obviously, in your solo work. What are some of the memories of playing the city of Chicago?
I mean, Chicago is like playing home for me, you know? The diversity, the vibes. I also came up as a jazz major, right? Mm-hmm. So the history of Chicago is incredible musically, you know, to watch that morph over and over again. You know, I'm always fortunate to work with people before the over big blowing up. I got a chance to work with, like, Chance the Rapper, Young Cha, just different. Like, I'm very heavily connected to Chicago, you know what I mean? It's personal.
For you, you mentioned the jazz, you were a jazz major, and it goes deeper than that because you had a lot of music growing up. You, as others, might be playing ball or possibly getting ready for a different career. You studied music, you studied songs. Talk about how music came to your life as a young child.
Well, I came from Haiti, you know, at a very young age, but I'd say it all started in Haiti, like that small village. The idea of, like, no electricity, no water, you know, you got to go for miles for water. But the village had, like, these old folks, and there was constantly, like, singing, chanting, you know, and always, like, being happy, the sound of the drums. And I always said, like, for me, that's where the spirit of it all started. Then I got to Marlboro Hill Projects in Brooklyn, and my father was, like, a missionary slash evangelist, Haitian evangelist. So in the house, like, we was not allowed to listen to anything but Christian music, you know what I mean? So everything else we was listening was through, like, headphones and sneaking, you know? And as teenagers, you do exactly the opposite of what your parents said.
Right.
So we started listening to every hip-hop record you could think of, first rock record. So I was, like, a hip-hop reggae head. My brother was a rock head. So he shared music with me. He was like, yo, this the Police synchronicity. And I was like, what's that? Then I listened to Synchronicity, fell in love with it, Pink Floyd, The Wall. And then my mom was heavy into country music. I got into Johnny Cash. I don't know, man. It's like, if it's like Jeopardy, I'd be like, I'll take music for 500.
Well, you can hear all of those influences, especially on the Carnival records. And you can hear you even in your lyrics talking about that was then, this is now, talking about the Caribbean influence in your music and who you are. When you talk about this project and the Carnival records, the solo record that everybody knows, and even the two and the third that just came out, it's been a stretch of 20 years, and it's been those. What makes a song ready for a Carnival record?
Well, the Carnival, this is the trilogy, this is the conclusion of it. Quincy Jones taught me a word at a young age. The word is global gumbo. And, you know, a gumbo is like just a mix of everything, and it tastes so good, you know. What the vibes that I be getting for the Carnival Records, it feels like culturally eclectic. That's probably the right word. You can hear the fusion, you know, in those kind of albums.
What I love about your music as well, and I have throughout your career, is that it is eclectic, the sounds, of course. But even the way you approach the music, because you'll have something that might just be straight-ahead rap, but then at the same time, you'll put a ballad on there. You were one of the first hip-hop artists to introduce singing as well as rapping. But also humor and seriousness. I mean, you have found a way to wrap up emotion in your music, and like you said, that global gumbo. Where does that come from? Where do you think it comes from that you're able to expand your palate and deliver all this different kind of music in one album?
I think the neighborhood. I was just channeling my neighborhood, you know what I mean? And the purest and funnest sense, you know? Because sometimes, like, you hear about the hood and all you hear about is the danger. But you don't hear, like, all of those funny kind of stories, you know what I mean? Like, on the Carnival, I remember I was like, yo, this guy says he's a killer. So how many people exactly did you kill? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that used to be one dude. I mean, this guy was, like, the biggest coward, but he would come with all these war stories. You know what I'm saying to you? I always find, because I always say one of my favorites is Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. who I consider a good spiritual great, great friend, good guy. The idea of, like, taking the something that may not be uncomfortable, but you know people talking about it,
right,
and putting it through comedy or through music, I always say is the best way to express yourself.
With the Back to School Project, you are doing a nationwide college talent search, and you're developing a lot of young talent in your new projects. Talk about why you're doing this. Why are you, Wyclef Jean, deciding to go and pluck from the college ranks talented musicians to work with, when you could work with anybody?
Yeah, well, I'm a student of Quincy Jones, right? And I went to a small college called Five Town College, like, when nobody knew who I was, you know, and we had the dorm band and the campus band. And I'd say, man, every time we play outside on the campus, it's like literally 2,000 people there. And I feel like between, like, the last year of high school and college, a lot of talent is discovered. And I feel like through reality shows, like, that's one way to do it. Through YouTube views, that's one way to do it. But then there's the other way. What happened to someone who has, like, 3 views, but they could be the next Janis Joplin somewhere? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just take the reverse of how everyone's moving with these reality, because whether if it's Lauren, Beyonce, Whitney, Shakira, Mary J., and these are all people that I've written hits for, and I could keep going. Like, there's something about them which is raw, and keep in mind, in that era, there was really, like, no reality shows,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They weren't stars when they started their careers.
No, but they were raw talent. So the idea I have for the mixtape is going to be 24 songs, and the idea is 12 Wyclef joints, and at the same time, I'll be featuring 12 joints from throughout the country that I feel is mind-boggling for this tape.
All right.
Also recruiting talent from different colleges that we go to, where I will be putting them on some of my material also. The tape is called Wyclef Goes Back to School, my next mixtape. Like, it's going to be crazy. Like, I'm going to have a lot of people that y'all know already that's out there. But the banging part about it is these students. Like, so, for example, the first single is called Sakap Fet.
Yep.
It's, like, rocking right now. You can see my gram everywhere we go to spots. It's crazy. But that's featuring 2 people. One is Kofi Black, and the other girl is called Maura Mack, who's doing the ad-libs. And Maura Mack will get a full record on the mixtape.
Wow.
So Maura Mack, I discovered her in USC in one of, like, the Battle of the Stages. And now think about it. She's a college student. You could go on iTunes, and it's like Maura Mack, right? She don't have 100 million views, but if this girl picks up a guitar and starts to sing, it's going to blow you away. So for me, I still believe, like, that's one of the best ways to recruit the talent.
My last question for you, just to hear you talk about wanting to help young talent and to be able to talk about your experience and give it to somebody else. it's amazing to me to think of Wyclef Jean as an elder statesman in hip hop. You know, somebody who has become one of the, you've been there, you're the wise man who can tell. When you see the young generation of hip hop right now and a lot of artists from Chicago, but others coming up, do you see yourself as that role? Do you see yourself as someone who's, hey, I've lived through major record labels, I've lived through big groups, I've lived through 8 studio albums, I've won Grammys, this is what I can tell you?
No, because Wyclef goes back to school means like we're sharing information, right? So, like, Quincy Jones ain't do Michael Jackson till he was 54. So I literally don't feel like I've done my best work yet. What I do feel is, like, whether if it's Kanye, when we met, I remember our conversation, and he spoke to me, like, 20 minutes about Gone to November, from the song to the orchestra to the music video. When I saw Drake, he came up, he hugged me, yo, the carnival, you know. But what's dope is you can go online and you push up Wyclef Jean, and it's a Young Thug song called Wyclef Jean.
Of course.
You go online and you push up Lady Haiti, and you go on Kodak Black Instagram, you see he finds this song, he's dancing with his mom, and Hendrix, and it goes on and on. And so the idea of like going from cassette tapes to streaming rates, and how do you stay there? I would like to see like not kids have like a 5 or 6 year career, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Jay-Z was there since the beginning, Puff was there, Nas was there, Beyonce was there, we all was there, and we're still here. So I would like to see this new generation do like that 20 and 25 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're here, we fly, we not broke. You know what I'm saying? we got our mansions, we got our investments. But at the same time, unless you're passing the information to the youth, you know what I mean? It's very incredible. And people be like, yo, Clef, you really, like, you basically underplaying yourself with all these different venues. Like, why are you even coming back? And I'm doing this. And I said, I learned this from Prince. Like, every time you're going to put new music out, you have to start like you're starting in the beginning, which is the foundation. So you can't be like, oh, I'm so comfortable, people know who I am, I've sold 100 million records. No, you have to always remember, go out, touch people, feel people, and then let the youth see you. Because now the gang of kids that's in there, they're going to get inspired. Yeah. And it's going to create a whole new wave.
The Carnival Tour is coming to the Metro on Sunday. Wyclef Jean, always a pleasure to have you on the download. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to the mixtape and more music. And the best is yet to come. Thanks, Wyclef.
All right. Bless.